Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 149, and the second episode of Doug's Hell on Earth game, Fallout Louisville. These episodes now were recorded a bit differently from our regular podcast episodes. Usually we record on a weeknight for 2 to 3 hours, but some of us also get together for a 4 to 5 hour Sunday game where we get to play Pathfinder or Savage Worlds and sometimes some other games. These recordings are going to be released as 2 to 3 episodes per evening of gaming, so we've got a good bit of entertainment for y'all in the backlog. This one begins right where the last one left off. The cake battle has concluded. There are consequences to deal with, vermin are squelched, and a disaster changes the lives of the characters themselves. As always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RUE, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, on Stitcher, and on iTunes. And hey, leave a quick message or a review. And one more quick note, we are having to change service providers because our current one is doing away with their current podcast tier and no longer offering that setup. So, hopefully, there will be very little, if any, interruption in your service. If you don't get an episode from us next week, try our Facebook page. We'll definitely have some more information there. And we'll try to get the RSS feeds all worked out for you as soon as possible. Enjoy the show.
Okay, so while you're down there and you finish the repair work on your guns, an alarm goes off. You hear a klaxon go off. It's one that you've never heard before.
The old man's escaping.
Yes. And Jonas says, Henry, another rad roach got in. He said, bring the boys and let's hunt it down. And Henry says, this is your chance to learn to use what you've learned, son. Said every once in a while, it's a rad roach sneaks into the building. One at a time, they're not really a big deal. But when they're in packs, they're kind of dangerous. But when they get down here, Jonah and I usually, take them out. But now that you're all here, you get a shot to use, get a chance to use what you learn.
And what is a rad roach?
An irradiated roach about the size of a dog.
Tastes like lobster.
Tastes like lobster. It's yummy.
You don't have to cook them.
They're very delicious.
Before we leave this room that we were practicing in, we're about to leave to go somewhere to find this roach. Was there anything on that workbench that seemed to be a little bit more valuable than...
He's going to steal some stuff.
Make a notice roll.
5.
Yeah, you spot like a stack of like 5 bottle caps. Where you can see that they've been hammering out the bottle caps and using the metal for other things, but there are still 5 bottle caps sitting there.
Is there a skill thief, or is that streetwise, or...
Stealth?
Stealth. Okay. 5.
Okay. You pocket those five caps. Nobody sees you take them.
Great.
They're all kind of walking off like, let's look down by the drainage system for the roach. And they start walking off that way. Scott, Dan, make notice rolls.
5. 4.
Okay. Dan, you spot it right away. You see a roach walking around by
the...
There it is!
By a drainage pipe.
Told you I'd find it. It's right over there.
About the size of a small dog.
Holy crap, that's big. It's your birthday, Scott. Shoot it. Shoot it, Scott. I'm gonna shoot it.
Okay.
Shoot it? Is it within 5 of my, is it within 50?
Yes. You can take a shot.
Alright. So it's in short range.
Yeah. That would be a 5.
Okay. Hits.
Thank you.
Ooh, that's 2 explodies.
That's a 12, 14. That's a 25. That would be a 28, Alex.
28.
Is that good? That shot was awesome, Scott.
That roach, you hit the roach right down the center, and the roach just is a fine spray on the wall.
I'm a pacifist. I never meant to do that.
I just forgot. Sorry, I probably wouldn't have even shot. I was like, I don't want to do it.
Henry says, son, that was an amazing shot.
I killed it in one shot.
Oh,
I never want to do that again. It was horrible.
You did great, son.
I don't like guns,
Jonas,
Dad.
Did you see that? Did you see what my son did?
Guns.
That was the most amazing shot I've ever seen.
I don't want to do that again.
And now you're a pacifist.
I think pacifism only applies to people.
Well, roaches have feelings. They've been tests.
Okay, so you guys spend the rest of the day, you hang out, Dad shows you around the bowels of the place, which you never get to see before. He takes you down to the gigantic vault door. Looks like a bank door, but it's like maybe 20 feet across. And there's a big hydraulic ram that's pushed up against it, and he explains to you how that's the way out. And nobody ever goes that way. It never gets opened. But that leads to the outside.
I could live out there.
There's nothing out there. You'd never want to go out there.
Why not?
It was destroyed by the bombs.
I could live out there.
It's uninhabitable out there. But this is how everything got into this place. It's kind of cool. Not many people see this. He shows you around the rest of the place, and party breaks up. You go back to your rooms.
Is Vic and the old man still in jail?
Ray and Vic are in lockup.
And whereabouts is lockup?
I want to go down and talk to
Vic.
Okay. You guys know where lockup is.
Okay.
You head towards the overseer's office. And next to the overseer's office is security, and, you know, you've all had little minor offenses.
Meanwhile, back at the lockup.
Okay, so Scott wants to go see Vic.
Yes. Yes, I want to. I will go down to the cells, and will they let me in and talk to him?
Sure.
Really? A little kid?
Yeah, we've been in here before, but I'm sure we've got in trouble before. And
I haven't.
No, I go in, and I go... Hey, 94, how's it going? Oh, sorry. Give me some intro.
Let me just flavor a little bit.
Flavor.
Make a nose roll.
I went back to my room.
Okay.
By the way, 94, it is so cool that you're in lockup.
6.
Okay, as you walk past the overseer's office, you can see Ahmad is in there with her dad, the overseer.
I wave at her.
Yeah. She kind of sheepishly waves at you. Kind of that, I'm sorry, your day's turning out so...
I wave, making sure I show her my bandaged hand.
Yeah. She kind of has that, I'm sorry, your day was so shitty look in her eyes.
It's all right.
you go into the security area, and Kendall's like, oh, hey, Scott. Vic's over there. And you see two cells, and in one cell, you see Vic and Ray. And in the other cell, you see Butch and Paul Jr.
Okay.
Hi, mascot.
I go over to Butch and Paul Jr. Let's see.
This is all your fault, you bratty little kid.
No, he's going to apologize. Watch.
Butch says, this is all your fault.
I just want you to know I don't hold you personally responsible for ruining my birthday party.
Oh, did we ruin your birthday party?
No. No. And,
the cinnamon bun was good.
And I just, I hope that they're not too harsh with you guys.
Well, I'm sorry I ate your cinnamon bun, and I think there's still some on my finger if you want to suck it.
No, thank you. I go over to 94, I go, hey, 94, how you doing?
Hi, Scott. Sorry I ruined your birthday.
That's okay. You didn't do it. It just happened. How you feeling? They treating you okay?
I'm fine. How's Wally?
Last time I saw him, they were carting him out to get him taken care of, so hopefully he'll live through the night.
Hi, Mr. Ray.
What?
Hi, Mr. Ray.
Hey, Scott. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Sorry, it wasn't what you probably thought it was. We got those kids, didn't we? Stupid hoodlums. Should have failed him when
he... My class got what he was coming from. Dad always said.
That old man's crazy.
It's a cratchety, mean old man.
Do you need? Can I get you anything, Vic?
Some cigarettes to bribe the bulls.
What are cigarettes? Okay, well, if you need anything, you ping me on the pip, and I'll get it for you.
I need my
if
donut.
If they'll let me have it.
I need my donut cushion.
This bench is so hard.
I just want to point out that he needed that donut cushion before I was locked up with him.
Here, you can have a mini for that.
Yeah, I'll get your donut cushion. Okay, and I'll leave.
Okay. You go back to your room. Your dad tucks you into bed.
Thanks, Dad.
Lights out.
Uh-huh.
Dance. Happy birthday
about
to you.
3 o'clock in the morning. Amada is standing over your bed, and she's shaking you, and she's like, Scott, wake up.
Happy birthday.
Scott, wake up. You got to get up. Scott, you got to get up. What? Something terrible happened.
What happened? What's going on?
Your dad's gone. Your dad's gone, and the overseer, my dad, he's put the whole place in a lockdown. And the tunnel rats, they're going crazy. They're fighting everybody now.
Tunnel snakes?
Tunnel snakes, thank you. Tunnel snakes, they're going crazy.
Yeah, tunnel snakes eat tunnel rats.
Yeah, sorry. Tunnel snakes are going crazy, and they're trying to fight everybody now. Come on, you gotta get up.
Okay, so there were more than three tunnel rats.
No, he's talking about the gang, right?
Yeah. The gang.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I ask her, where's Dan in 94? I check my GPS, I'll punch him up, but can I find out where they are? Do we have reciprocal GPS? No.
No, you don't know.
Okay, well I need you to hack it.
They're still in lockup. They're still in lockup. That's okay though, I snuck out the key.
Okay, we gotta go get 94 and, out. No, not you. That, you're just a byproduct. You'll get out too, but I'm not concerned about you, seat cushion. we need to get Bytor and, Dan to help us.
Okay.
We're gonna need their help.
Okay. You go out in the hallway and, lights are off.
I'm gonna be stealthy.
Okay.
We're being stealthy.
She's screaming like a girl.
Mm.
Wait.
I need to put on my mithril long johns.
Will you hold them for me?
Turn your head. Turn around. Turn around. Don't look. Cheeking.
She turns her back.
Okay. I put on my executive armor that I have that I've been saving, I guess, and throw on some clothes and shoes and stuff.
Okay. You gather up your stuff. You go out in the hallway, and,
are there any communication devices on these?
No.
Everything but communication devices.
Everything but radios.
Oh, I thought about that. I thought about everything, didn't you?
Yeah. I did think about that. That's why you don't have radios. You go out in the hallway. You can hear shouting. The lights are out. The place is completely dark, except for the light from your pip.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and keep that off if I can.
Okay.
Keep my hand over it as we...
Click it off.
Make a notice roll.
And I have danger sense too.
Okay. You can turn off and on.
You know, when danger gets around, his arms will fail.
That would be a 16.
Okay. Up in the hallway, about 20 feet ahead of you, you can see, Dan and, Bytor standing there talking to each other. They got all their stuff gathered up, and they got their lights, and they're kind of looking around.
We,
hey guys, what's going on?
Who's it?
It's me. It's me, Mascot.
Oh, Mascot. Hey, Scott.
Hey, where's 94? We gotta get 94 out.
He's in that cell.
Things are going crazy. Come on, Dan.
Sure, why not? We can do it.
Shh. Quiet.
Quiet.
For what?
jeez!
The tunnel snakes are everywhere. We gotta be careful.
We'll take these punks out. Come on, we can do this.
We don't need any more bloodshed. We just gotta go get 94. We don't want him to be stuck in a cell when they get to him.
Let's just go do it.
Mr. Parker.
Just go do it. Come on.
Screw that old man. He's mean. He failed me.
Happy birthday.
You did.
Yeah, he was real nice to you. What's up with that?
Guys, come on. Be serious. This is serious times. This is the first game.
God, what are you, 10 now?
Yes. Come on. Get it together.
That's what it said. Let's go take care of this. We can do this. No problem.
We just gotta get him out. Come on.
Hey, what's her name?
Amada.
Amada. Come on, Amada. Let's go.
Amada leads you.
We hold hands.
Okay.
What's Amada with you?
Amada.
What's Amada with you?
We're gonna lose her.
I know we are. It's gonna be tragic.
So
I can't wait.
Amada leads you to the hallway. When you get up to an intersection, she says, wait here. I'll go look. And she sneaks up and she peers around the corner and she says, it's okay. Come on up.
Okay.
Really? The guys let the girl go first?
Well, I'm going to be with her and I've got danger sense and I'm
okay.
With
her.
Chivalry dead. Back in my day.
She says,
back in your day, a woman was made out of a rib.
She says, we gotta be real quiet because Dad is, I've never seen him this upset before. He ordered everybody to stay in their rooms and he turned down the power so nobody could get out after your dad left. And
your dad left?
Yeah. Scott's
dad
left.
Disappeared. Where'd he go? I don't know. We have to find him.
And he was real mad. He got in a fight with Jonah too. I don't know what happened.
Who got in a fight with
him? My dad. He got in a fight with Jonah.
I'm not there. It's just a point of clarification.
Oh.
Sorry.
The overseer got in a fight with Jonah.
Thank you.
And so, Amada leads you, through the hallways and, you get up to the overseer's office and she's like, wait here. I'll go look. And she peers in the office and, you hear a voice say, Amada, come here. What are you doing outside? And
she's got the keys.
You recognize it right away as the overseer's office.
She has the keys.
And she goes, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. And she drops the key on the other side of the doorway and she makes a motion with her hand to sneak past. And she walks in and shuts the door and you hear it talking to her dad.
Okay, I'll pick up the keys and we...
No, she's in trouble. Okay, she's not in trouble. All right, let's go.
And you walk past and you go into the security office and in the cell you see Vic and you see Ray. And the other cell, doors open.
Okay.
Where'd they go?
I say, shh.
And, wait. Look around the security office, make a notice roll. Everybody make a notice roll.
None.
Do we get to make one too?
Yeah, make a notice roll.
So is that a raise?
Just sure.
Nine.
Six.
Four.
Okay, so everybody sees, the armory is open. And you can see the flak jackets and like the police riot gear that they have in there and some billy bats and some helmets. Everything says Vault 101 on it, by the way.
Oh,
the flak jackets and helmet says Vault 101 on the side. And you can see some boxes of ammo in there and you can see a couple guns in there.
Oh, ammo.
Okay.
Make you take the shotgun.
Yeah, make me take a shotgun.
Here, kid, take the shotgun.
I don't want it.
You're going to take the shotgun, and you're going to like the shotgun.
All right, so you're standing in front of the door. You're holding the key.
Okay.
Here, hold this boomstick.
I'm going to let 94 out.
Well, let him out, but hold this.
I'm going to look for something expensive.
Okay.
Just hold it.
All right.
Just hold it.
I go over and I'll unlock 94's cell that's got the professor in it.
Okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Eric, what are you looking for?
In the armory, I would be looking for a pistol of some sort.
Okay.
Oh, you can find a pistol. Murgatroyd, would you speak into the microphone?
Looking for a pistol?
Move the microphone up to you so you're not having to lean into it all.
Really? Closer. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Look. Could you watch your language, Roy?
I could have cut this part out.
What's the daisy?
Stop cussing, Roy.
We need to get him a lapel mic.
Going into the armory while they're unlocking 94s.
Okay. looking for it's, a pistol. It's not like a room. It's like a series of cabinets that are open, and they're always locked.
All right. Yeah. They're always locked.
Oh, I start looking through.
Okay.
I start shouting out. Oh, look what I found. I found this, and I found this. And I start like, telling
Grab them. Some grenades.
So when did we see them leave?
So what you two know...
I will go keep watch at the door while they're after I unlock it, so...
Okay. Scooting back a couple, that's about 3 a.m, starting at about midnight, Kendall, one of the security guys, comes running into the office and, Paul Hammond Sr.'s sitting there keeping an eye on all you guys. And he says, Professor did it. He's gone. I told you he was gonna leave. And, Paul's like, get Jonas and get the overseer. We got to find out what Jonas knows. And Kendall runs out, and you can hear him, like, shouting, overseer, 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 which it's next door. So you can kind of hear – you can't understand what they're saying, but you can hear, like, excited talking. And then you can kind of make out the sound of them running down the hallway. About half an hour later, the overseer comes back with Kendall, and they're dragging Jonas. And Jonas looks bad. He looks like he's been beaten pretty badly. And the overseer says, Paul, I want you to lock it down. Lock everything down. Nobody's going anywhere. And Paul says, well, we can't shut down the main gate without killing the power. And he says, I don't care. Turn it all off. Whatever it takes. Nobody's leaving this place. And, Paul walks over and he unlocks the gate to, Butch and Paul Jr. And he says, go home, tell your mother, lock the door, don't leave. And he doesn't say anything to Butch, and he walks off. Kendall and the overseer, they drag off Jonas, and you two have been sitting there by yourselves for an hour and a half. Lights went off probably 10 minutes after that. 10 minutes after Paul leaves, lights goes off. You've been sitting there hour and a half since then.
And we haven't seen anybody.
Nobody's come. Paul opens up the armory, rattles through it, hands off ammo to the other people to there. They scatter out and they're gone. They left it the way it was.
Did my dad leave the vault?
I didn't think anybody could leave the vault.
I think so, Scott.
Why would he leave on your birthday?
There's
nothing outside the vault. We gotta go get him. We gotta save him.
Why would he go? That's his dad.
Referring to Henry, yeah.
Professor Henry Masterson.
He's kind of the science guy. He keeps the place running.
Hank. You know, Hank.
Yeah.
Taught him all he knew.
Yeah.
He was your prize pupil, actually. You liked Henry. Henry was sharp as a tack.
He always had more, there was more to him than what this vault could hold.
Professor, we gotta go get him. We gotta go get my dad.
I agree. Let's go.
Can you get us out of here?
Sure. I step out of my gate, not my door. I'm out.
We're out.
Hold on. I got some,
I take it my supplies are over locked up wherever.
Yeah. You've got, yeah. Whatever they took from you is sitting there. You saw where it was. You can pick it up.
Okay.
Whatever else you want to take out of the armory, take whatever you want out of the armory.
Found some shotgun shells, Scott.
Okay.
Just hold the gun.
Oh, okay.
They go with the gun you have.
I'll take another.
They're heavy.
I have a Glock. I'll take another.
Whatever you can carry.
Okay.
Scott, save the last round.
Whatever you find is at a plus zero.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you guys take out of the armory, plus zero.
Great.
Except for, your repair rolls.
And if we go overweight,
-2 on strength-based stuff. Right? -2 to anything strength-based when you're encumbered?
-1, I think.
-1?
It just depends. I think if you're over, it's -1, and it could go to -2. And, yeah.
Okay.
So if we're barely over, it's -1?
Yeah, that's correct.
Even if you're barely over, it's -1. If you're in, yeah.
Reduces your pace to 5?
I'd have to check.
Your agility went down and your strength went down.
Pace is 6. I mean, yours might be less because you're elderly.
I'm already 5.
Yeah. Pace is 6 unless you're elderly.
I will, scoop up some ammo, and I'll start making my way to wherever I think the nearest exit is.
Well, they took us downstairs the other day to show us the big door.
Yeah, you've never actually seen an exit to this place.
I know, they showed us a big door yesterday.
There was a big door?
And my dad showed it to me.
Well, let's go there and get out.
Well, wait. Before we go, I gotta go back and see if he left any messages for me or something. He would have told me something.
If he was leaving, he'd take you with him. He'd say something.
Unless he was forced to get out soon.
Let's go back and see if he left a clue for me. Let's see if he left something.
How far away is his room from the exit?
Well, his room was kind of, you know, maybe 5 minutes back down the hallway, back the way they came.
And the door out is?
It's in that general direction, sure.
All right, we can go.
Henry spent a lot of time in the laboratory, in the basement. He showed you around. He kind of showed you his workbench and all that stuff down there and the stuff he repairs. And your room has always been kind of close to the doorway going down there, so he's not far from work, air quotes around far.
Boys, we can go back there and look. But if it's as bad as what they're saying, we need to get out of here.
I just got to check.
Then let's go. I start going toward Henry's house.
And we have to tell him. Well, maybe we shouldn't tell him how to. Okay, let's go. We go back to the room.
Okay. You get back to your room.
What? We have to go by the overseer's office, don't we?
Yes.
What's going on there?
You go past the overseer's office.
The door was shut when we went through.
The door's still shut. You've been in the overseer's office before. Everybody's been in the overseer's office at one point or another. The overseer's office is, you walk into the main room and it's kind of like his office. It's where he conducts business. And there's a door off of that that leads back into his personal quarters. So, you know, when you go to play with Amada, you go through the overseer's office to get back into their living quarters kind of thing. And the overseer position switches every 5 years, so it's always a different overseer who comes in. They move out, the new one moves in, it's a big deal kind of thing. So the fact that the door's closed and the lights are on, you know, you have no idea if he's back in his personal quarters, but given how long it's been and the fact that he was putting Amada to bed, you can assume they're probably in their personal quarters.
Okay, we'll just keep going.
What was that?
We'll just keep going.
Okay, so you head down. Everything's dark, so everybody have their pip light on, or anybody going to stay in the dark?
No, I'll have the light on.
I'll have mine on.
Would they have a sawed-off shotgun there?
Oh, jeez.
It's a scatter gun. That's what I've got.
Sure.
Okay.
I've got a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun.
You get one. Gauge. You get one. One weapon.
You get one. You can take any weapon you want.
But I took one. It's called a scatter gun, and was it the range is like 5, 10, 15. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what I got. 12-gauge.
Okay.
They're plus 2 to hit. They're good.
Yeah.
You start heading back down the hallway. Everybody make a notice roll.
That's a...
Does danger sense give you a bonus on notice rolls? Or
seven.
What's danger sense do?
Sound base?
Ooh. No, spot.
You said one weapon. Does that include a survival knife?
You have a knife, sure. Okay. Or you can find a knife in the room.
Your hero can sense when something bad is about to happen. Anytime he's about to be the victim of a surprise attack, ambush, or other nasty surprise, he gets a notice roll at minus 2 just before the attack or the event occurs. If successful, the character knows something is about to happen and may take appropriate action against it. This means the hero is on hold for the first round of combat. Okay. Should the hero fail his roll, he still follows normal surprise rolls. But I got a 7.
Okay.
And if that's my danger sense roll, that's a 5.
27 okay. Minus 2, or whatever.
So you get, like, a spot check for things that normally people don't get a notice roll for.
Didn't he say...
Well, I get a check that people don't get a check for at all.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, cool. If you were going to wander into a trap or about to be ambushed,
yes.
You'd get a check, even yes. If nobody else would.
Right.
Okay. Okay. As you turn the corner... And you're probably 10 yards away from Scott's house quarters. In the darkness, you can see a swarm of rad roaches.
Oh.
And they're coming towards you.
You took them out last time, Scott.
How many is a swarm?
I hated it.
I moved to the back of the group.
I don't want to fight. I just want to get and find out where my dad is.
I still say pacifism doesn't apply to wiping out large vermin or small vermin.
Well,
let's
see what the description of the Pinder
is. Minor, it doesn't matter. If cornered, he'll fight.
Your hero absolutely despises violence. Minor pacifism means he only fights when given no other choice. And never allows the killing of prisoners or defenseless victims. Major pacifism is won't do anything to harm sentient living creatures. So that may apply with the bugs then. Now, I just want to see if there's a way to get around the bugs to get onto the apartment.
Because if we shoot them, we're going to make a lot of noise. Then the snakes.
You got a raise on the notice roll?
He did.
I got
several.
You got raises. You 70. Got raises. Okay.
I got seven.
With the raises, you can see that the rad roaches are swarming over a body.
Let's sneak around, everybody.
We got to figure out.
Can I sneak past it?
We got to figure out who the body is. Let's find out who the body is. We can take these. We took down the one earlier. It's no problem. Let's just do it.
They're the size of dogs.
Yeah.
And
so
how many did you say?
It's a swarm.
A swarm.
It's a swarm of them.
Means you can't miss them.
I throw a grenade at him.
When you see this swarm crawling over the body, everybody make a spirit roll.
Oh.
Spirit. Oh, boy.
Spirit roll.
Hey, four.
Five. Is this a guts check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spirit check.
Well, yeah, it's basically the same thing, but without the guts skill.
Ten.
Five. What'd you get? Ten.
Seven.
Three.
That's
cool. Sure about that?
Yes.
Yeah, with not much time left in the game.
Boom.
He now gets raises.
11.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 22 on both six-sided dices earlier.
Dice.
A six, and a four on both of them.
Okay, when you see the rats crawling over the body, it's repulsive. The rad roaches. When you see the roaches crawling over the body, it's repulsive, but you shrug it off.
I gotta find my dad. I'm focused on that.
Well, you gotta find out, hold on, you gotta find out who's under the roaches first.
I don't have to find that out.
It might be your dad.
No,
I won't even.
You better kill these rad roaches. Dad might be under there. He might still be alive.
Jeff, four spades, Roy, five of clubs, Toby, jack of clubs, Eric, eight of diamonds, Chuck,
ace of clubs.
And our roaches, five of hearts. Have not hit a joker yet. So first up is Hobie on a jack. Oh, sorry, Chuck on the ace.
So what's around us?
You're in a hallway. It's dark. You can see 20 feet with the Pit Boy flashlight. In the darkness ahead of you, you can make out a swarm of rad roaches crawling over a body. And on the other side of that swarm is where you need to be. That is where Scott's quarters are.
Then there's no other way around.
They're filling the hallway. Actually, in game terms, they're a medium burst template.
Okay. There's nothing to MacGyver. There's nothing to do. I'll hold.
You hold. Hobie, on the jack.
I waste them with my crossbow.
Okay, you can waste them.
Yeah. He wasted them.
17 on the shooting roll.
Okay. You line up the crossbow with a rad roach, and you fire it right into it, and it goes right through the rad roach, and the swarm swarms over that one, and they keep going. Doesn't seem to hurt the swarm at all.
Reload.
Eric, ace of diamonds. I'm sorry. Eight of diamonds. Eight. I don't know why I keep saying ace. Eight of diamonds.
I will pull out my Colt 1911 that I just learned how to really use the other day when we were
Jeff's dad showed, or Mascot's dad showed us the basement area.
Yep.
And this is shooting. No, not me. What did it land on?
One.
Three, okay.
I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it.
Three.
Okay. Your shot goes wild. You put one into the wall.
There you go.
Hearts first. They swarm up around you. So what's their move? Their pace is 10. They swarm up around you, and they start biting and clawing at everybody. Seven points.
I am shaken.
I am not.
I am not.
Yeah, motorcycle.
So, it goes over your toughness.
You subtract it from your toughness. If I beat your toughness, you're shaken. If I beat your toughness,
so
by...
I'm shaken.
Okay.
Now, motorcycle helmet's only one on the head, and so you said they're all around us.
Right.
Does that make a difference then?
Nope.
Okay. Alright, so I have eight.
Yeah, if they were crawling on your head, that'd be... If you're laying on the ground and they're trying to bite your face, you get your helmet. They're crawling around your legs, biting your ankles. Roy.
Well, my toughness would be six without the armor.
You shake it.
Oh, if it's all, if it just, if the vest doesn't matter, then shaken too.
Well,
the vest is like two bullets too. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you the AP on the armor, sure. I mean, it just says you take damage for being in the template, so I guess it doesn't matter. It provides some protection, I guess. Okay. Sure.
I will get out of the area.
Okay,
and
you move.
Turn around and
I think
shoot.
Melee attacks are better than range attacks. And you can just stall them using your strength.
They're the size of dogs.
Kick it.
Crossbow bolt through the swarm. Didn't do anything.
Shotgun.
It's gonna be the same thing. Piercing doesn't do any damage. You need bludgeoning or area of effect.
Kick it.
Alright, I'll stay where I'm at and punch it.
Okay.
Punch it, Dan.
Five.
Okay, that overcomes their parry.
4 points of damage. Mm-hmm. Can't do any damage, really.
Oh, so close. Okay, you stomp a couple, and more of them swarm over its spot.
Now I'll leave the spot.
Okay.
I will follow Roy. I'll go. I'll follow Roy and take one of his, ask him for a shotgun shell.
Okay.
You have shotgun, right?
Okay. Yes.
Roy hands you shotgun shell.
Okay.
Jeff.
So, I mean, I follow him, take shotgun shell.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I am still shaking. And I get an eight?
You can act normal.
Awesome. Can I?
Oh, were you shaking?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta unshake first.
Oh yeah.
Spirit roll.
Make spirit roll.
Otherwise, just burn a Benny to do what your actual spirit. And you need to get a raise.
Yeah, you get a free spirit roll. With a raise, you get to act normal. Otherwise, you can burn a Benny and do the same thing. All right, give me a Benny.
So now what? Now
you just play on.
Give him the shaking thing.
Play on.
Now give him the shaking thing.
Yeah, you use the Benny and you can act normally.
Yeah.
If you fail the roll. I will get out of the swarm and head to our quarters.
Okay, you go through the swarm the other way. Roy, which side of the swarm are you on?
The opposite side we were going. We were trying to cross an area the swarm's at, right?
Yeah.
I want to go on the other side.
You continue on. You're going the same way that Scott's going.
And when I get there, I'll open the door to our quarters and say, come on, let's go, get in.
Okay. Chuck, you go the same way with Roy. Right. Okay.
Jeff.
Six of hearts. Roy. Seven of hearts.
Show off.
Hobie, nine of clubs. Eric, queen of clubs. Chuck, five of diamonds. Roaches, seven of spades.
I haven't seen a joker yet. That stinks.
And Kendall comes running into the hallway on the jack of spades.
Is Kendall one of the snakes?
No.
No, Kendall is the security guard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
His partner's Nook.
Eric, you're first.
Nook and Kendall.
I'm going to try
Queen of clubs.
Try to unshake.
Nope.
Critical failure.
Hold on to that.
Oh, wait, is it critical failure?
Yeah, 1-1.
You're done.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not a re-roll, technically.
Use a Benny Dunn shake. You could use a Benny Dunn shake normally on a critical failure. I think Doug's being too kind.
And then, and that's the end of the round because I unshook.
You're done.
Okay.
Well, you can move.
And I fumble.
Oh yeah, you gotta move. You can move out of the swarm.
Oh, I'll move toward,
Yeah, I moved and just opened the door.
Yeah, the door that you
How far, how can I get into the room? Or is it, do I get to the door and open it? Do I get to the door?
Well, we'll say you get to the door and open it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get the light, you're like, over here is the door.
Yeah. And I head to the door, he just opened.
Okay.
On me! Not literally 94, get off.
And then who came into the hallway?
Kendall.
Kendall from which side? The side we're going to or the side we're coming from?
He comes up from behind you guys.
From behind us, okay.
Mm-hmm. Kendall pulls out a, nobody's standing in the swarm now, right?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Kendall.
I haven't moved, I'm still, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hobie.
Yeah, I haven't gone yet.
94's still in it.
Okay.
Haven't gone yet.
Kendall says, Vic, what are you doing? Get out of there. And he's got, like a
thermonuclear detonator.
Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
In his hand, ready to throw it.
Okay. Is it my turn yet?
He will hold. Vic.
You're not shaking, are you?
Run away.
Okay.
You're not shaking, are you?
I am not. I will move to, where Scott wants.
You can, Scott wants you can me get to? All the way into the room if that's what you want to do.
Okay, can I grab Scott and drag him in the room with me?
Sure.
All right.
You pull Scott inside. Kendall takes the Molotov and he throws it down, and you can see the swarm ignite, and the swarm's still swarming, but on fire. Roy.
Spade.
They move on to Kendall.
I move towards the door. Come on, let's go.
Let Kendall get eaten by the roaches.
No, Kendall be fine.
Screw him.
Make a nose roll.
Why wouldn't he be fine? 3.
Okay. You can see that when the swarm departs, the body is deceased, but you can't make out. You can't make out who it is.
Yeah.
So the swarm disappears.
No, the swarm moves on to Kendall.
Oh, okay. On fire.
The burning swarm is now on Kendall.
Got it.
Yeah.
Burning radioactive.
Jeff.
I will hold my action. I'll hold my action and wait.
Hold on. Back up. Sorry. You got bit.
I did not get bit.
You three were stunned.
Shaken.
Make a vigor roll.
No, not vigor.
Make a vigor roll.
No, yes. Not vigor.
Is this against radiation or anything?
Yes, it is.
Because we have that rad resistance.
Rad resist supplies.
So what is that, plus 2?
I got a 4.
Rad resistance plus 2.
4.
Okay.
5, 6,
plus
7.
4.
Yeah, rad resistance thing is plus 4.
So I got a 9.
Okay. When you get bit, your pit boy, the Geiger counter starts clicking loudly, but you manage to shrug off the radiation.
Okay.
I'm holding my action.
And I go to the door and say, get in here, I'll close the door. Kendall, somebody save Kendall.
Make a nose roll.
Actually, no. I'm gonna try and run to save Kendall. We gotta get Kendall in here.
Okay. Kendall is in the middle of a burning swarm of rad roaches. How do you want to save him?
By yelling. No, Kendall, no.
Kendall, come running this way.
Get off of him.
I'll stand there and hold the door and yell, get in here, Kendall, come on, somebody help Kendall.
Make a nose roll.
He's on fire. 6.
Okay, as you're standing.
Oh, 7, sorry, 7.
Okay, as you're standing there in the, doorway, you know, you got your pit boy light on and you're looking in the hallway and you look back over and you see a body on the floor. In your living room.
He wasn't there before when we left, right?
This is not the one in the hallway where the rat roaches were.
No.
When Amada came in and got me, we walked out this way with the lights on and everything, right? Well, we walked out this way there, so.
No, the lights were off.
Yeah, you're right. There's nobody there. You're good. Nobody.
I just saved my father's life. Good job.
We're just gonna find him somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, we won't. He's still alive.
Okay.
I want to add the hindrance delusional.
Delusional? There's no place like home. Okay, so you're holding...
I'm holding, waiting for them to get in the room so I can shut the door.
Okay, Chuck.
What
is Crotchety Ray
going to
do?
I am going to try to take my shotgun shell and take it apart so I can get the powder to it so that I can throw the powder and the shell to make basically a small explosive weapon.
Okay.
Into the fire.
Into the fire.
Make your check.
So, knowledge or repair?
What's your knowledge skill?
Well, I've got common and I've got radiation.
Okay.
Repair.
So, 6.
Okay.
There it goes, Kenny.
Well, are you throwing it this round? Are you gonna fix it this round then throw it?
I'm fixing it this round.
Okay. If you wanna throw it, it's -2.
Yeah, it's -2 on that roll in the throwing.
Right, I'm fixing it this round.
Okay. Okay. You, whip out your pocket knife and you make some strategic cuts in the shell and, you expose enough of the gunpowder that you're pretty sure it's gonna make a nice little spread radius.
Okay.
Burst.
Okay.
And you move.
I'm standing at the door.
Okay.
I want to be able to see.
You're gonna stay in the hallway.
Yes.
Okay. Roy.
I'm holding on a 6 of hearts.
Well, which means you'll actually go.
I'm just holding.
10 of clubs?
No, I still have to roll agility roll. Unless somebody gets a joker, and then they automatically win.
Hobie, queen of diamonds. Eric, 9 of hearts. Chuck, queen of hearts.
Ooh.
Rad Roaches are on a 10 of diamonds. And, Kendall is on a 7 of diamonds.
Why don't you check that deck and make sure there's jokers in there?
They're in there.
Okay.
They're in there.
For the last two
Jeff
cards.
Jeff saw them and chuckled. And shuffled.
They're the last two cards.
I chuckled and shuffled.
Chuckled and shuffled.
It was like an evil chuckle, like a mildly evil chuckle.
He chuckled.
Queen hearts.
So, there's no way for me to hit them without hurting Kendall.
It's gonna be an area burst. Yeah.
Which is gonna catch him.
Sure.
This was your plan, MacGyver. Just do it.
His name's Kendall, and he's surrounded by flaming rad roaches. I don't think he's gonna make it.
So,
make a nose roll.
Kendall started the fire.
No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
9.
You notice Kendall's wearing body armor. Helmet, body armor.
I throw it.
I'm confident he can take it.
So, is that a shooting? What am I to throw it? What do I roll?
Throwing.
I think shooting covers any handheld weapon.
Throwing.
Throwing's a new skill? Okay.
Yeah, throwing is a skill in itself. It's shooting, fighting, throwing.
So it's D64 -2.
So 3.
Okay.
Boom, it goes off in the room.
You throw the shell, and you are so old and feeble that when you throw it, you have like arthritis in your arm, right? In your shoulder. And you,
Sonny, shut up!
You kind of throw it a little like a girl because you're old, and it goes maybe
a girl. Come on,
half
an
the
old
distance,
man. Half let me the tell you how I got. Want. Let me tell you how I got this.
Let me tell you about the war. You throw it about half the distance you want, and it blows up in a nice little ball. Probably would have done what you wanted to do.
Damn,
that was great, Professor. Now let's get past the test.
Yeah,
get in here, old man. Let's go. You can move in.
Is everybody in the room?
I'll move into the room.
Okay, Chuck moves in. Everybody's in the room.
Everybody close the door. I will take my action and,
I will close the door and say, oh, we got everybody in! Wait, where's Kendall?
Okay. Okay, you're, in the room, door's closed. We can go off initiative.
Is there a window to look at to see who the dead body was that we passed?
No, we couldn't tell. Roy, I think,
failed his notice roll.
Oh, well, I didn't know if there was any.
Could I have made it? Could I have seen it?
Roy said he was looking to see who it was, so I gave him a nose roll.
Oh, okay.
You can make a nose roll at -2.
Can I open the door and look? Hey, it could have been your dad out there.
Nope.
You know it was a body. You didn't see the face.
Nose roll -2.
Nope.
Okay, I will look for a note from my father. I'll search.
Okay. Is everybody searching?
We start searching and helping you.
Yes, we will all look through his stuff.
Everybody make a search check.
Yeah, search cover.
It's notice or investigation.
Notice. Everybody make a nose roll.
Depending on how you want to do it.
Sorry. Everybody make a nose roll. If you have investigation, you can use investigation.
I got a six.
Nine.
Six.
Seven. You two roll off again.
Six.
Oh.
Roy's winning.
Finds everything in the room.
16.
Over there finds the note, but he can't read it.
Hobie,
this looks important. It's got a name. I can maybe tell names on occasion.
Yeah, sure you can. Sure you can.
Scott, you noticed that the ring where your dad always hung his keys is empty.
My dad's keys are gone.
And Dan, when you're searching around and kind of turning the place over, you find a snow globe on the shelf. Now, in this game, when you search and scavenge an area, there is a chance on a joker you find a memento. A memento is a free Benny that you keep till you want to use it. They are snow globes in this game. In my game, they are snow globes. So you find a memento.
Why would anybody make something to nuclear fallout?
Cool.
Look at the nuclear fallout.
Look
at
the
bonus Benny.
You got a bonus Benny.
Okay.
That he keeps with him.
Until he uses it. Writes it on your sheet. It's a permanent Benny until you spend it.
Okay.
Memento. After you spend the memento, it still has a special meaning to you, but it's just a paperweight.
That was my dad's.
It's the most amazing thing in the whole universe.
Roy, this particular snow globe is for science. It says science on it, and it's got like a little nuclear atom in the middle of it, and when you shake it up, you get the little snow effect going down. It's very cool.
Okay.
Any notes from dad?
Science.
Keys are gone.
Keys are gone.
Yeah.
What did your dad have keys to?
Yeah, two.
The vault, the front door?
His workshop, where you three were today.
Well, we can go down and check his workshop out and see if he was there.
Yeah.
He may be in his workshop. He's got his keys, so chances are that's where he is, and that's where we'll find his body.
Oh!
So, knowing he was my star student,
yep.
Do we find any tools, anything else here of any benefit?
No, you know Henry pretty well, and you know Henry, among other things, he's also like the maintenance guy around here. He is the guy who understands how the nuclear power plant works all the way up to the food synthesizers.
Right, but
he fired the nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
In his room, what I know in here, you know what? I know he always kept important things.
His keys.
In his office.
And everything's in his office.
Right.
Okay. We need to go to his office.
He kept all the dangerous stuff away from Scott. Because,
probably
you know,
10-year-old
boys, yeah. They'll get into everything.
Except his guy.
You guys go outside. Kendall is
dead.
Dead.
Burned.
The roaches are burned up around him.
Who's the other body?
Yeah, we'll look and see if we can recognize it.
It's a woman. You don't know who it is. Mm. I mean, you can't recognize the body anymore. You can't recognize. You know everybody in this place. You don't know who that is anymore.
Does she have a pip on?
Sure.
Can we take the pip off?
Well, is there a way to identify her from the pip?
Right. Can I take the pip off? And
the pip's flashing, health critically low.
Can he do like a repair
right.
check
That's
to
what
pull
I'm saying.
Up
Can
her
I
ID?
Can I take it off and identify who this was meant to?
I have a survivor knife.
They're probably like dog tags where you can't, they're
yeah,
not supposed to come off.
It's
but
not
can,
coming
we,
off.
Can we identify her with the pip?
She was the woman who gave you the sweet roll. Okay.
What?
They were good sweet rolls. Ask
yeah,
Butch.
Out.
Okay, so
she may have
it.
A recipe
good.
On there.
It was good.
It was good.
Does she have the recipe on the pip?
Too much over talking.
Does she have the recipe on the pip? Good question, Eric. I want a cinnamon recipe.
Yes, actually, you can find a cookbook on her pip.
Can we transfer it over?
If you want to give a plus one on something else,
I do
take
not.
A plus one in cookbook.
Who's got cooking? You want to take it? You could make me a cinnamon roll. That would be a nice moment in the game when you make
I kinda
a darn
that written
cinnamon
down anyway,
roll.
But yeah.
Do you already have a cookbook?
I'll trade it down for hers.
Okay.
So I can have the cinnamon roll recipe.
If you already have a plus one in cooking, you can just merge her recipes in and that's fine.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay. So you guys hightail it down. As you come to the stairs going down to the maintenance area, you can hear some shooting and some shouting. Off in the distance, everybody make a notice roll. -2 for you. No,
that was
down the hallway.
Okay.
listening, so minus two.
Six.
Seven.
Five.
Okay. Nine.
Nine.
Deaf guy goes, that butch, that no account butch. And you hear him like barking out orders to his guys. And he's like, no, you kill that one. You kill that one. That guy is against us.
That's Butch down there, and he's killing people.
He got his ear horn out.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
I recognize that no good son of a anywhere.
Okay, so you guys hightail it down to your dad's workshop, down to Henry's work area.
And is that where Butch is?
No, Butch was down the hallway.
I'm going to go kill Butch.
Back the way you
no,
came.
No, we have to go to the workshop. We don't need to fight Butch.
I don't
Butch.
Trust
Leave
Butch. I want to go see what Butch is doing. No. I don't trust Butch.
Go to the
so
workshop.
So you get down to the workshop, and you get into the workshop, and you see a body lying there.
Daddy?
Dad?
You roll him over?
Yes.
I do.
Yep. Okay, you roll him over, and it's Jonas.
Oh, thank goodness.
Can we lock the door behind us to the workshop? That way Bush doesn't get down here we're in here.
Sure, you can
I'm
lock
MacGyver.
The door. The keys are laying next to Butch. Okay. The keys are
MacGyver, so he can stand up and walk around again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna search.
Okay, you search Jonas.
No, I'm not Jonas. I'm gonna search the office for a note for my dad.
Okay, you search the office and then you search Jonas, and on Jonas, you find a note from your dad.
Awesome.
It says
it's a snow globe.
No, it's not a snow globe.
Why don't we stop there? And we'll pick up with the note next game.
No,
I want to know what the note says.
It's a cliffhanger.
No, the cliffhanger's 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Okay, I read the note.
Okay, you read the note. It says, Scott, I'm sorry I couldn't say goodbye, but I gotta finish what I started. I know this is hard on you, but you can't follow me. Whatever you do, do not leave the safety of the vault. Do not try to find me.
Well, we can't because I'm cautious.
Safety of the vault.
The safety of the vault.
Okay.
That's all the note says.
I'll search the...
We search the whole room.
Okay, you search the whole room.
Is this the room that's close to the vault entrance? The
yes.
Big exit?
Yeah.
Same room? Or...
Same room.
Oh, okay.
Do I find anything of any
value? I'll take a 20 on the search.
Yeah, we search.
You don't find anything out of the ordinary. Okay. You don't find anything useful to your current predicament.
Was the door searched? Is the big vault door still locked tight?
Okay, you...
we don't find anything useful to our spending the rest of our lives in the security of the vault.
You run down to the big door, and you find Amata crying in the room.
And that's a great place to stop. Everybody, say goodnight.
Goodnight. Goodnight.
Out of the vault and into the radioactive world. I wonder who makes it to the next level. And hey, I got a snow globe. Just a quick reminder from what I told you at the beginning of the episode, we are having to change host providers. That may cause a slight interruption in the episodes, but if you have questions, always go to our Facebook page. We've got all the information there for you. In the meantime, you can also voicemail us, 502-4141-ROO. That's 502-4141-766. You can like us on Facebook. The address is Facebook.com/RoosackGamers. That's all one word. Follow us on Twitter. My handle is at RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes and do whatever you want over there at Google+. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Roosack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Fallout 3 is copyright 2008 Bethesda Softworks LLC, a ZeniMax Media Company. Deadlands, Hell on Earth, Savage Worlds, and all related original characters, marks, and logos are trademarks of Pinnacle Entertainment Group. All rights reserved, copyright 2012, Pinnacle Entertainment Group.